Before we learned the Taisvus in Andaf, Memheyam and Aleph, I just to quickly to skim over the Gemara again, that it should be fresh in our minds when we learn the Taisvus in. Just let's go over quickly the Gemara from Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis, Tani Shilo, Shalish Midais Benayro. There are three different halachas by Anara Marosa Shezinso. Bola Eidim Beveis Chomeho Shezinso Beveis Aviyo. If Eidim came when she had already after the Nisuin and they were made that she was Mezana Beveis Aviyo, Cyclin Oiso Al Pesach Beis Aviyo. So they give Skila Al Pesach Beis Aviyo, Kloima Rugidulim Shegidaltem. That people should attribute that this nus came about through a kalus in her father's house, and we shouldn't blame the shver having permitting that such a nevola should occur in his house. So even though the Edom came when she had already entered Beis Chameha, so people might attribute the avla to the shver. So therefore, the Torah said that her skila should be Pesach Beis Aviyo, that we should know that he's the sibbe of this nevola. Eidim beveis aviyo shezinso beveis aviyo. Bolo eidim beveis aviyo shezinso beveis aviyo. What if there was never nesuin. She's still beveis aviyo, and eidim come, and they made that zinso beveis aviyo. Zeiklen oiso al pesach shahoyim. So here, since there's no chash, we won't condemn an innocent person over here. Everyone knows that it was beveis aviyo. So therefore, we are circular al Pesach Shal Ha'il to be mefarsim lifnei kol the avla that she did and the einish that she is getting. Now, with the sol chol lebesayif bogro is the third case. This is going on the second case that it was zinsom beveis aviha, and it was lebesayif bogro, and now she's a bogris. Is Shila holds Tidain Bechenek, that we will not give her an einish of skila, we'll give her an einish of chenek, that since Bishas Hamode Bedin, she's a boigres already, so the haloche that we give skila to Anara Morose is not only if the chet was Altsnara Morose, but the psakdin is also an Anara. But if we're paskening a chiyev misa an a bogres, so since it's ishtani gufe from the chet, it's ishtani ktole, and therefore it is a psak of chenek. So the Gemara says, lememre, the chal eimed ishtani gufe, ishtani ktole. So from Shilo we see that if the guf was nishtane to a different guf, which if the chet would be done in this guf, it'd be a different einish. So even though the chet was done before, but we cannot paskin the previous einish on this goof. This is a goof of a boigris. The einish is chenek, not skila. The remino sol eska kasha an shilo. We learned abaraisa nara moroso shezinso umisha bogro heitzi oleo shemra, and it was Maitzi Shemra after she became a Boigris. Who ain't a loike? So since I saw Shemra was when she became a Boigris, so this, he doesn't get Malkis, Veini Naisen Meya Sela, he was a Memem Magdima Lebeis Askila. And Lemaise, that is if it was Sheker, and if it was Emes, by he, or Zememel, there were Zemem, the Edim that were made that she was Mizana Al Tsaruse, Magdima Lebeis Askila. So here we see, Negelonohi, that even though the Edis came after she became a Bogris, and we have to paskin Chiyev Misa on her Misha Bogro, So the Chiyav Misa is a Chiyav Misa of a Nara, and we don't say, of a Nara Marasa, we don't say that we give her Chenik. We give her Skila, Magdimin Lebeis HaSkila. So first of all, yes, Chiyav is a Memer Salke Daitach. So Memer means that even though a Meir that she was Zinsa, Bishas Narusa, they were mazim them, so then she won't get skila. Eloihi aizememel, magdimele beisa skila. Al kolponim, we see from this beraise, that we don't say this lomdes of nishtani gufa, nishtani ktola. Omar Rove, so Rove said, moitzi shemra kamrit, you're asking a kashe. By Moitzi Shemra, we don't say Nishtani Gufa, Nishtani Ktole. Shani Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is different, the Chiddushu. By Moitzi Shemra, the parsha of Moitzi Shemra is a Chiddush. Da nichnes ala chupe v'lein nivala. Ba'alma v'zinsa b'chenek. All the time, if a Isha would be nichnes ala chupe v'zinsa, so then, that's not a nara marosa. So then, the oinish is chenek. Ve'ilu meitzi shemra beskila. Now, a meitzi shemra, if we say the lomdis, there is such a lomdis of nishtani gufa nishtani ktola, then in other words, you look, b'shas hamode bedin, you look what her matzav is now. You don't look at the shas hachet, you look at her matzav b'shas hamod bedin. And if b'shas hamod bedin she's a bogris, you say that we give her chenek. So we have a mirid kikash and the parsha from Moitzi Shemra. If you look b'shas hamod bedin, every Moitzi Shemra is speaking about after nesuin. Al kaponum etznichnas alochupe afen shansen noifem v'loi nivalo. But every Moitzi Shemra is after Nisuin, so if you look at her matzev now, if she would be Mizana now, she's not Mechayev Skila, she's Mechayev Chenek. Ve'ilu Moitzi Shemra beskila, va'af al pikein, the parsha of Moitzi Shemra says that imemem iso yadovo, that she gets Skila. Ay, Bishas Bezdin is paskining on her, it's Nishtani Dino, so we should say Nishtani Ktolo. So why don't we say this? I saw there's a kasha on the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. So Akochoch, you have to say that the Torah was Mechadish by Moitzi Shemra, that this Yisod of Nishtani Dino, Nishtani Ktolo, we don't say. That's the chiddush of the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. You don't have to ask from the Baraisa, ask from the posik. On the posik, I have a kasha already. The posik says that every Moitzi Shemra gets skila, even though Bishas Bezdin Paskin Zachiv skila, it's nishtana dino lechenek vafal pikein loy nishtanik tolem. So we see Moitzi Shemra. For some reason, we do not rechen of her matzav b'shas hamod b'dim, Moitzi Shemra we reckon what her matzav was b'shas techet. That's what it says in Chumash. Let's learn Chumash. So memele, so now you're asking a kasha, Antone de Veishile, it says in the Beraise, if she was a bogris b'shas hamod b'dim, you give skila. So what's your kasha better than my kasha on the posik? And the posik says, when she's a nesua, you give her skila. So what's this? So yes, when she's a bogris. So Mamela, that's the chiddush of Moitzi Shemra. By Moitzi Shemra, that's the chiddush of Moitzi Shemra, that even though Meikar Adin the Svar is like Tana Devei Shila, 100% Nishtane Gufa, Nishtane Ktolo, Nishtane Dina, Nishtane Ktolo, that is the Svar Chitzoyne. And the asking Akasha, Moitzi Shemra is a chiddush. That we see from the Torah, that Moitzi Shemra, we do not go with Svara Chitzoyne, and we give her the einish that she was deserving b'shas techet, even though now it's nishtan edine. So Memela Sarova said there's no difference if it's nishtan edine because she's a nesue, or there's another cheshben of nishtan edine. She's a boigris. So whatever it is, by Moitzi Shemra, we do not look at Shas HaMod HaBedin, we look at the Shas HaChet. Oma lei rafuna breide yavshua le rove. Dilme ki chodes rachmone heiche de loy ishtani gufe. Avaleiched ishtani gufe loy chodes rachmone. What are you telling me? You're telling me that misvore chitzoyne, we should say ishtani dino, ishtani ktol. In a vada gives ishtani gufe, ishtani ktol. But there's a chiddush by the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. Fine, I'll buy that. But ein lach boy elach chiddushoy. So by the parsha of Moitzi Shemra, we see that nishtani dine loy nishtani ktola. She, even though she's a nesua, she gets killed. That's it. But how do you know to go further? That if it's nishtani gufa, also loy nishtani ktola. If she became a boygris, also you give us that you don't see from the parsha. So before we go further in the Gemara, let us see Taisvis. Amarove, Meitzi Shemra Kamrit, Shani Meitzi Shemra de Chidushu. Nire. So the first pshat of Taisvis is more or less the way we said pshat in the Gemara, more or less like Rashi. Nire. So Taisvis explains the Gemara with a running commentary. Beautiful pshat. Nire. The Mitchilem Makshe Mi Meitzi Shemra. When the Gemara asks for Meitzi Shemra, Mishum de Salke Deitach da Hashas, the Misvore Omrinim Bei, the Tidem Beskila. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara didn't know of Chidushim, the Gemara held that we see from Meitzi Shemra that you go Bosa Mikore, you go Bosa de Shas Achet. I see that from this Bereis. You don't say, Hoyel Bishtani Gufe, Ishtani Ktola. That's what I see by this Bereis. Hilkach makshe, so therefore the Gemara is the Gabi Naro Hamuroso, that means the member of Tone de Veishile, which is not speaking about Moitzi Shemra, it's speaking about a Naro Hamuroso, that it was Zinso Beveisavia before the Nisuin, no Moitzi Shemra, and Edim came, and there was Bogro. So we see that as far as you go Bosa Bikore, and here Tone de Veishile says, you go Bosa Hashte. Ilkach makshe, the gabi nama rose, nami leslon lemeima di shtanik tola. That's the kashe on Tone de Veishila. Umeshani Rove. So Rove answered, Shani Meitzi Shemra. You want a proof of Meitzi Shemra that the svore is that you go bosa mikora? No, I beg your pardon. That's not the svore. Umeshani Rove. Shani Meitzi Shemra de chidishu. You're not learning wrong pshat in the posik. Not Meitzi Shemra is the svore. Meitzi Shemra is the logic. Meitzi Shemra is a chiddush. The shani Meitzi Shemra the chiddushu. V'loi misvore amrine behochi. Ela mishum da ashkech in the chodis beirachmoni ki yagavde. This is not misvore we're saying this. The svore is yigobosarashte. Ishtani guvi, ishtani ktole. Now we find the Torah was mechadish by Meitzi Shemra ki I gavne the leim rinen hoyel v'ishtani dino ishtani k'tola. We don't say hoyel v'ishtani dino ishtani k'tola. Period. That's the hemshech of the Gemara till now. V'ha de nokat nichneso lechupe v'loi nivalo. That's what he's bringing a raya from Nichnesa Lechupa V'lei Nivalo. Lav Davke, that means, and if it be Nivalo, you also get Skila. Now, let's just explain one thing. There's a machlekes later in the Gemara by Meitzi Shemra, that when she gets Skila, so when she gets Skila because he brought to Adam that said that was Nimtza Bishas Eresen. But Al Kolponim, do you have to have Nivalo also, that he has to, besides his bringing the Adam, he has to say, Lematzosi Lebitcha Psulim? Or do you need a Falo Nivalo after the Nisuin, before he wants to be boil bilis mitzvah, gets a knock on the door to aid him come and say, Reb Yid, I would advise you not to be boil, or you know she's a saita. So there's a machloik, and if I can, so the aid him come to Bezdin. So there's a machloik is, if the parsha is speaking about when she gets skila, davka nivalo, filoloi nivalo. So Taisvah says, that what the Gemara is saying, that there's a chiddush by Meitzi Shemra, nichnasa lechupe, v'loin nivalo, that the din is, that even though it's nishtani dine, Had in a nichtes ur bavlai nivolo lav davke, aloch in ami dava motzila min kibin nivolo. That means, afilu that it's nivolo, not only nichtes alochupes, nichtes alochupes, vin nivolo, also the din is that you get skile. Lamandamuki maitse shemre davke bebol, anok lamandamuki afo gam de leibol. Then we didn't go into this nekuda, but nevitz nivolo is also nishtani dina. But we have a Gzeres HaKosev that the Torah was machadish by Moitzi Shemram that you go Bosna Mikor. Ulefize, so Taisva says, Loi Gersinen Ba'alme, so we're not going Ba'alme because we're bringing a raya from Moitzi Shemram. Di Gersinen Nichnesa Lechupe V'loi Nivolo Ba'alme Bechenek. Mashme, if we're talking about Ba'alma, that means all over, that means not Moitzi Shemra, is Bechenek, if she was Nivalo. Als Nesua. Mashme, the Hoche, but Moitzi Shemra, Chayiv Skila, Afilozinza, Ache Chupe. If your Geir is Ba'alma, so that means even though all the time, Anara Merosa, Shezinza, La Ache, Shenichnesa, La Chupe, it's Bechenek. Here! Anam Rosh Shezinza La'acha Chupasa Moitzi Shemra, it's Peskila. But also, the Zinza Acha Chupasa Moitzi Shemra Bechenek. No, so we're not going to this Balma. So what is Pshat? So let us just see the Loshna Gemara. So the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Moitzi Shemra Kamrit, Shani Moitzi Shemra Dechidishu. Do Nichnisa Lechupe V'loi Nivalo. If by Moitzi Shemra Gufe, it was Nichnasa Lechupa V'loi Nivolo, Vizinsa, what would be the din if she'd be Mizana now? It would be Bechenek, by her. V'ilu, if she wasn't Mizana now, she was Mizana before, Moitzi Shemra Beskile. So Memele, so he's not talking about Baal, we're talking about Moitzi Shemra. That means even though now is Nishtani Dino, if now, after Nichnasa Lechupa, if she would have been now Mizana, so it's Nishtani Dino, the Din would be Chenek, Af Al Pike, and if she wasn't Mizana now, Nizmoitzi Shemra, that she was Mizana Al Tzaruse, so she gets Kila. Fine. Ulefize, now Taisvis, so now we know Pshat and Rove. Ulefize, now we have a few problems, which we have to solve. Ulefize, hodik toni leel, now toni de veshila said three cases. What was case number one? Case number one was, bola eidem beveis chameho, shezinsa beveis ovio. Now, the case of Bo Eidim Beveis Chomeo, this is already, that means after the Nisuin. And they said, Shezinsa Beveis Avia Soiklenoiso. Now, this is Nishtani Dino. Now, Nishtani Dino, so it should been Bechenik. What is Pshat? And what is Pshat in Tona Deveis Shilo? We have a problem now. Rove was Megala, Rove opened up our eyes. You know, Moitzi Shemra, there's Chidushim Nifloim by Moitzi Shemra. It's all the time after Nisuin. It's Nishtani Dine, and for that's when he gets killed. So, don't talk about Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is a Machudish to Keparsha. We're not talking about that. Now, Tana Devei Shila wasn't talking about Moitzi Shemra. I mean, forget, that's why Tana Devei Shila said that, Solchol B'Soiv Bogra, he gets Chenek. He's not talking about Moitzi Shemra. He's talking about a normal case of a Nara Maros, not by Moitzi Shemra. So, by a normal case, you go Bosa Hashta, Yishei Nishtani Dina Nishtani Ktola. So let us look at the first Aloha that Tana de Veshila said. The first Aloha was Bolo Eidim Beveis Chomel. So what does that mean, Bolo Eidim Beveis Chomel? After the Nisuin, Shezinza beveis aviyah, and the Eidim say that she was mezana beveis aviyah. Isaiklen oisa al pesach beis aviyah. Ishaim shamayim. This is nishtani dina, so it should be nishtani ktola. Why do you give her skila? What's happening over here? Rava opened up her eyes and told us nishtani dina should be nishtani ktola. And then Moitzi Shemra is a chiddush. So fine. So what's pshat in Tana de Veshila? What's pshat in the first halacha? Why did he say that she gets skila?
So Taisvi says, Lefize, Hodiktoni Lael Bola Aidim Beveis Chamel Shazinza Beveis Avia Beskila. So Litraik Larova Da Airi Bi Maitzi Shemra. Oh, the first case is talking about Maitzi Shemra, we have to say. The first case of Tana the Vaishila is talking about Maitzi Shemra, because if it's not talking about Maitzi Shemra, so it would have to be Chenik. Yeah, the Eloi Haitzi Shemra have a Larova Bechenik, the Kivin Dishtane Dina Ishtane Ktola. Fine. So that's what you have to say. It says, Shtiko Doichik, it would be very nice if Tana the Vaishila would explain what he's saying, because the next two halachas are speaking about not by Maitzi Shemra. And in the first case, speaking about Maitzi Shemra, so it would be nice if he would have explained. No, okay, Maskel Yovel. Ubedin. Oh, so Mamei Ubatei says another problem. Fine. We can figure it out by ourselves. Ubedin da havele la suki la el bahi baraisi. So, al kaponim, but what did Rava tell us? But we're smart now. We know that the halacha is not by Maitzi Shemra. Anara amuroso sheni says. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that in later Edim come, so the din is misosa bechenek. That's the halacha lemaise. By anara marosa sheni says, not by Maitzi Shemra, so since it's nishtani dinot, nishtani ktol. As I come to chais according to Robert. So memele, why did Tanit the Veishila have to tell us the halacha of nishtani Ktola by Nishtani Gufa of Bogra, and bringing a new case of Bogra? Let's talk about the same case you're talking about till now. You already were speaking about a case that Nishtani Din of Niseis. That was the first case. No, the first case is being about Maitzi Shemra. Fine. So I understand the first case. But now you started talking about Nara Murosa. Now you're talking about Nara Murosa. So Nara Murosa, you're telling us, no, Rabbi, say Nara Murosa. If it's not Nishtani Dina, you get Skila. Zinsa Beveisaviya, you get Skila. But if it's Nishtani Dina, so talk about the first case. Don't jump to a new case. If Yeva Nara Murosa, Sheni says, the halacha will be that you'll get Chenek. Say that. Why do you have to talk about Bogra? You spoke already about a good case of Nishtani Dina. That should be Nishtani Ktolo. So why do you have to jump to Bogra? So that's Taisvis Kasha. Ubedin, the Havale La Suki La El Bahi Baraisa, he should have ended up, the third case of Tana de Veishile, he didn't have to end up by Bogra, he should have ended up, Bo La Eidim Bebeis Chomeho, Shezinso Bebeis Avio, Veloi Haitzi Shemra, but it wasn't that case of Haitzo Shemra, Bechenek, Dahash Tahavi Maflik Bedido. So, we mentioned this case once, so now, that case was by Maitzi Shemra. Now by Maitzi Shemra, it will be Nishtanik Tole. Velahavalei Leminkit Beseifa Socho Lebeseif Bogra. Why is it the jumped a new case of Bogra? Speak about what you were speaking about till now, the first case, and say the first case and the last case. But if it's Maitzi Shemra, it's Beskila. If it's not Maitzi Shemra, it's Chenek. Elo, Mishum de'ike b'raisa osa lashmini dinei Pesach beiso. The b'raisa wants to tell us the dinim sholesh midis. He wants to tell us when is it beiso and when is it Shar Ha'ir. Bekiven de koi mitziyoso, benara murosa, bebola eidem, beveis avio. So now we're talking about bebola eidem, beveis avio, that then there's no din beis av, if it was boin beis avio. Masignam is sochel, beseif bogro, beveis avio, bamasha imed boi hashta. So we're talking about now Beveis Avia. So I want to say Beveis Avia Gufi, if it'll be Bogra, she'll get Chenek. And I want to go back to the old case of Beis Chomer. No, I want to talk about in Beis Avia. I just said before that it's Niskelis B'Shar Ha'ir, Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Yeah. Okay, let us see the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel Meforish. Now, the Rashbam learned a whole different pshat in the Gemara, which is in Yisod very, very mechudishtik. Rabbeinu Shmuel Meforesh, Shani Moitzi Shemra Dechidishu. Now, we asked Akasha, we have Akasha on Tana Debei Shila. Tana Debei Shila said, Nishtani Gufo, Nishtani Ktolo. That's what Tana Debei Shila said. And the Baraisa says, by Moitzi Shemra, Nishtani Gufo, Loi Nishtani Ktolo, she became a boigres and she gets Skila. So we have here Akasha. So Rava answered, Shani Moitzi Shemra Dechidishu. Sharei, know what the Chidish of Moitzi Shemra is? Moitzi Shemra is Molei Chidushim. What's the Molei Chidushim? Sharei Nichneso Lechupe V'loi Nivalo. Ba'alma. What is the din? If Nichneso Lechupe V'loi Nivalo, and Ba'alma, V'loi Yetzo Shemra, V'zinzo Acher Achupe, so all over, not by Moitzi Shemra, Bechenik, that's an Anara Morosa Shezinza, that's an Anara Nesua Shezinza, so it's Bechenik. Ve'ilu Moitzi Shemra ki hai gavne, Shezinza Acher Nesuin, she was Mezana Acher Nesuin, Beskila, she gets Skila, she gets Skila, so she's a Nesua, Amoroso. She's not a, she's a Nesua Shezinza, not a, not a Moroso Shezinza. Now how do I know this? So first let's see how, we're saying a Chiddush. Behochi Mishtami Kroi. The Chsiv, Bim Emes Hoyo, that she was Takeloi Matosu Bithapsum, Veloi Nimtsu Psulim Lenairo Uskalua. If it's true that she doesn't have Psulim, he gives Kila. And the Torah should be a little bit more explicit. I mean, she doesn't have psulim. She was mizana, but let's start figuring out. When was she mizana? Beirisin, benesuin. I mean, how could the posik say a flat statement that if it's emes, she doesn't have psulim, she was mizana, you give us skila. Mashme, the bechol inyan shleinim tzol or psulim, havi beskila. So that, as I might say, some posik, if she was mezane tachtov, bein beiris and bein benesun, she gets skila. Bafalazin so tachtov. Okay. So what's pshat in this? It's a chiddush, moirdik, it's a chiddush nifla, by Moitzi Shemra. Fine. We don't know yet what we're up to, but it's a chiddush nifla. Va'af al gav. Now, but they're just now taking care of how we could say such a chiddush. It says in the posik, I just said that pshat in posik is that she was mezana filo tachtov after the nisuin. So, but look a little further, it says he give a skila be pesach beis avia. Now that doesn't make sense. If she was mezana tachtov, so what are you fashmutzing her father? Ru gidulim shegidaltam. It's not the father, it's the shver. She was mezana tachtov, and the posik says uskalua pesach beis avia. So how could you say that that's pshat and posik? You're saying pshat b'chol loifim diber hakos. But look further, read the whole posik. You'll see the posik says ba'av gav d'chsiv al pesach beis avia ubezin tachtov ein kam pesach beis avia. If she was mezana tachtov, there's no pesach beis avia. I know mishum. That's right, 100%. The leishayach bei. Yeah, so 100%, and you don't make Pesach Beisav. You're right. So that ain't chanami. So then the oy ain't lov. Bahav beskila avagav daleka Pesach Beisav. Al koponim so ain't chanami. This halach is speaking about a certain case. Versteitzer. The halach of Pesach Beisav is davke for zinza beisav. That's right. The posik is koilal other cases also, versteitzach. So in the other case, it won't be pesach beis avia. It won't be pesach sharia, 100%. It won't be pesach beis avia al kaponim. We find that pesach beis avia is not ma'akev and skila. What if she doesn't have a father? What if he doesn't have a beis av? Yeah. Avagav dula pesach beis avia. V'hainu chidush. So this is a Moiridike Chiddush. Now let's appreciate Moitzi Shemra. the Ba'alme b'lo yaitzor shemra, all over, if it wouldn't be yaitzor shemra, zin tza'acha chupe b'chenek, k'darshini l'kamon, ma'iroso v'lo yinesue, shenich neso l'chupe v'lo yinivala, it says, nara ha'moroso get skila, but not a nesue, b'maitzi shemra b'skila, period. But now, Tosfos left us hanging in the luften. So what happened? Fine. We asked Akasha in the Baraisa, it says that if it was Bogra, she gets skila. So why didn't you say Nishtani Dina, Nishtani Gufa, Nishtani Ktola? Well, why didn't you say that? That's what Todd Veshul said. So Rava says, you know, Moitzi Shem was Moitzi Kedushim over there. If she was Mezane, B'Shas Nesun, she gets Kila. Fine, I hear. Now, but I'm asking a different kasha. Here, it's Bogra. So why do you say here Nishtani Dina, Nishtani Ktola? So the Ritva brings down Pshat. We have to say two more nekudas to understand what the Rashbam said. That the Rashbam said as follows. So you're asking me like this. Tadna the Veishila said, the Svara Chitzayna is, Nishtani Dina, Nishtani Ktola. That's what Tadna the Veishila said. Nishtani Gufa, Nishtani Ktola. You're 100% right. You know that Din should be by Moitzi Shemra also. That's the Svara. But Moitzi Shemra is Mechudishtik. Tell you another chiddush by Moitzi Shemra, that you don't say Nishtani Gufa, Nishtani Ktola. What right I have to say chiddushim in Moitzi Shemra? I'll tell you another chiddush. That by Moitzi Shemra, the halacha is that Zinsa ben Nesuah, she also gets killed. So it's Pilei Ploim, the Rashbam. But Rav said, Moitzi Shemra is a parsha of chiddushim. Don't talk to me about Moitzi Shemra. There's a chiddush that a nesuah zinsa gets skila. You know that. You understand that. That doesn't comply with all the halachas that we know. We only know Nara Marosa gets skila. By Moitzi Shemra, there's a chiddush that Nara Nesuah also gets skila. Fine. So I'll tell you another chiddush. There's another chiddush that Solcha Ubagra. Even though the svar is you should get chenik, you get skila. You get skila. Not a chiddush. I'm telling you a chiddush. Some of them don't ask me kashas for Moitzi Shemra. Frech the Ritva kashe, he doesn't understand this. I mean, you see what, I mean, mein shmita leitzar al Sinai. That means, there's one chiddush by Moitzi Shemra. There's one chiddush, Perish Rashbam Zal, Dvorim Kipshutam. I just say over the Loshen of the Ritva. Dim nichnesa lachupe v'loi niva lo, v'zinsa, v'loi heitzo Hashem ra dina b'chenek, dina ishesish. All the time the din is, nichnesa lachupe v'loi niva lo, she gets chenek. Bim oitzi oleo bailo Hashem ra, אף על פי שזינסו אחר שנכנס על החופה, דינו בסקילו. וזה ועדי חידיש גודל, that's a more than a חידיש, מנה יצור שמרה, ובי יצור שמרה, even though it was נסועס על זינסו, שגד סקילו. והוא עדין לסולחו, ולבסייף בוגרו, שתידן בחנק. תאינה לחידיש, שסולחו ובסייף בוגרו, שתידן בחנק. Ve'im taima. No, I think it's a guy. It means who did l'solchav say bogash atidem beskila. But it's a guy over here. L'solchav say bogash atidem beskila. Ve'im taima. Frak the Ritva. Ve'chi mipnei shechit shabo teira din echod nechadish boi din sheini. It's like the sky's the limit already. This is a parsha of chidushim. I'll tell you another chidush. I mean, what right do you have to say chiddushim over it? That chiddush, good, you have a mashmois, a posik, it's a chiddush, it's a big chiddush, fine. But, so what right do you have to say another chiddush? Adarabe, Ein lach ella chiddush bulbat. Forget, you saw one chiddush, so bleib with us. Because of that, you'll be mechadish more chiddushim. But I have to say this.
Yeshloima, dikul echad chiddushu. Shegzeres hakosav shekodin moitzi shemra beskila.
It's one chiddush.
Moitzi shema creates a din skila. Moitzi shema creates a din skila. That means, even though there are factors that should take away the din skila, this nus was when she was an esue. It's ochel besayif bogra. Moitzi shemra comes with a din skila. But that's klar. If it was zinsak yishebogra, then there wouldn't be skila. But that's what he means. But if it was solchav achekach bogra, there the din is meitzi shemra gets a din skila. This is the shita of the Rashbam. So now let's just make a cheshben a nefesh before we go further. So that was Rav's teretz. That was Rav's teretz. Now, let me say one more nekuda, and now we'll understand what Taisa says later and what the whole sugya is. Rav held, according to the Rashbam's pshat, Tone Dvei Shila had said that Nishtane Gufo Nishtane Ktolo. That's what Tonid Veshila had said. According to Rashi's Pshat, we went now into a new cheshben, Nishtane Dino Nishtane Ktola. According to Rashi's Pshat, that Rav said a chiddush, you know, every Meitzi Shemra, it's not Nishtane Guva, but it's Nishtane Dine, it's Nishtane Dine, and you should also say Nishtane Ktola. That was episode. According to Rashi, Nishtane Dina, Nishtane Gufa, it's more or less the same thing. According to the Rashbam, there's no such thing, Nishtane Dina, Nishtane Ktola. There's no such thing. Nishtane Gufa, Nishtane Ktola, there is. Nishtane Dina, Nishtane Ktola, there is no such halacha. Period. Now we'll put all the parts of the puzzle together, and then we'll see Tosfos in the Meinik. So now like this. Tonid Veishila said, Nishtani Gufa Nishtani Ktola. And that he said by a Nara Maros, not by Meitzi Shemra. That's right. That's Seichel. Nishtani Gufa Nishtani Ktola. The first halacha of Tonid Veishila, which Tosis before had problems with, the first halacha of Tonid Veishila was that Bo Eidim Beveis Chomel. It's after Nisuin. So Taisa had problems. Oh, there's Nishtane Dine, and you get Skile. So Taisa, oh, they're talking about Meitzi Shemra. According to the Rashbam, there's no problem. There's Nishtane Dine. There's no Din Nishtane Dine, Nishtane Ktola. Nishtane Gufo, Nishtane Ktola, Tone Veshila said. Nishtane Dine, Nishtane Ktola, there's no such Din. So therefore, Tone de Veshila, from all three cases, is speaking about Anara Hamuroso, that there was no Meitzi Shemra. So fine. So the first thing is, she got married, she's an Nesue. She was a Mizana when she was an Arusa. So, Nishtane Dine, Nishtane Ktola, there's no such din. So Memela, so she gets Skila. The second din is, Beveis Avia, she gets Skila. The third din was Nishtane Gufa, then is Nishtane Ktola. So Memela, Tone de Veshila, is not talking about Meitzi Shemra. Meitzi Shemra is a nu, that's a parsha of Chidushim. Meitzi Shemra is a parsha of Chidushim. He's not talking about this. He is the Meitzi Shemra is a parsha of Chidushim, and there, just like there's a Chidush, that Zinsa alts Nesue, she gets Skila, so who adin, so Chabogra, she also gets Skila. Now, let us see Taisvis, and now we'll understand, hopefully, every word in Taisvis. Vahashta osi nami shapir. Now, Taisvis says, I rest before, according to Rashi, Hodoloi nokat bebreise bolo eidem beveis chomeo shezinzo beveis avio boloi eitzo shemra tidem bechenek.
Before I asked Akasha, according to Rashi's Pshat, that Be'emesin, by Stamazoi, Nara Marosa, there's a din nishtani, dina nishtani ktolo. So why did Tona de Beishila have to jump to nishtani gufe, socho bogro, say, socho beni says, she's also chayiv chenek. That was my kasha before. I had a kasha according to Rashi. But according to the Rashbam, this kasha is not shver. Doho moide rove, Rovo holds, you don't say ishtani dina, there's no such thing. The whole inyan of ishtani was ishtani guf or ishtani ktol, sanandere guf, and this guf we can't paskin an oinish skila. That's why you say ishtani dina, what did that mean? She's still an nara morosa, so she got married now, but what? The anara morosa, if she's the same goofy, because he give her the oinish what she was deserving from before. The shtani goofy, they can't be mechayev skile and a boigres. That's what Rava said. Yeah. A gavuche, I mean, it's time to say a good word. The Ritve wants to say a mekeren, but that will be a little gishmak at the Gemara later, we'll see. It says in the Pasuk, by Moitzi Shemra, okay, it's not like the Rashbam, so let's not do malasabs. Okay, we'll see this later. Yeah. Yeah. Aber koshel Rabbeinu Yitzchak leperish there. The lekamon darshinen, he says, but this whole halacha is, the whole halacha starts with a yisoid, that Meitzi Shemra is molei chidushim, and just like this, that one chidush, that is inso al tzanesu is beskile, so hu adin, sochel b'sayv bodra. The lekamon darshinen, it says, by Meitzi Shemra, Liznois base of Io, Prat Shem Moser Ha'ov L'Shluche Ha'Bal, that there's no skila. It says by the parsha of Meitzi Shemra, it says, Liznois base of Io. When does she get skila if this nus was be base of Io? And if it was Moser L'Shluche Ha'Bal, it's not Nisuin, but it's a Hascholus HaNisuin, so she won't get skila. V'chosh ken heche shenichnese l'chupe. V'ahu krod lizes beisavi b'meitzi shemra behedyeksi. So the whole halach of the Rashbam is very difficult. The Gemara l'chayres has fakert. The Gemara says later, lizneis beisavi is coming to tell us that if Mosra L'shluchei abal v'zin so she won't get skila. When does she get skila for Zli's nice base of Ia? That is nus was base of Ia, then she gets skila. But if this nus was when she was b'eitzel shluchei abal, she doesn't get skila. And the Rashbam is telling me, I feel that there was chupa, she still gets skila. If she was mezana then. So this is a difficult question. This is Akash and the Rashbam. And what does the Gemara ask? Now, according to the Rashbam, the Gemara slugs up. Now, let us see the Lashon of the Gemara according to the Rashbam. Amar Rav Meitzi Shemra Kamrit, Shani Meitzi Shemra Bechidishu, Richter Lachupa V'lai Niva Lo Ba'alma all the time Bezinsa Bechenik, V'lai Meitzi Shemra Beskila, Amrei Ravuna, Bereid Ravishu, Alarov, Edil Mekichodes Rahman, Eichad Elo Yishtani Gufa, Eichad Yishtani Gufa, Lechod Yisrachman, Lechayra, we could learn Poshe Pshat, that Ravuna said, yeah, you saw one Chiddush over there, fine. That Chiddush you saw, that Zinso, Kshani says, he gets skila, but how do you know, tell me another Chiddush, that Tzolcha Bogra, you also get skila. I mean, how did you know, could be that Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Okay, now let us see the next Taisvis. Dilma kichodes achman eichid lo yishtani gufa. Va'af al gav. The Lael Ba'elu Nairis Kori Lebu'ula Ishtani Gufe. A Bu'ula is Ishtani Gufe. Ochi Lechoshe Ishtani Gufe. A Philomandale Mechaye Bemoitzi Shemra Elo Beboel. Dokvar Hoise Bula Min Hanoyet. Bebila de Noiv Lechoshe Vleishini Aguf. By Mayri Ochel Beshini Aguf. Acher Aveira. So Taisvis is saying, Poshet. He says, could be a bu'ula is called a shinui haguf. The Gemara mentioned it before, that the whole parsha of Oynes and Mafata is only when she's a psula. When she's a bu'ula, that's another story. It's a shinui haguf. Lo yoyrosa is the same guf. So yoyrosa, niteyrosa, it's the same guf. So memele, so there is a parsha of Oynes and Mafata. But the Bu'ula is a Shinigu. Fine. So there, so Bu'ula is called a Shinigu. But over here, it's not Negeos at all. Because here we're speaking about that, she was Mezane Beirisen. So that's why we're giving her a Skila. So, that, what we're talking about Shinigu is that there's a Shinigu from the Chet. And the Amod Bedin, there was a Shinigu. So that Shinigu should make different dinim. So, which Shini Aguf you're talking about? The Bile Bishas Eirisen, that was the Chet. That's not a Shini Aguf. He's boiled her later, so she's a bull already. So it's also not a Shini Aguf. Mamela, that's Pshat Na Gemor. Now let's go further to the Gemor. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Bayitzok. So Rav Nachman Bayitzok said, Ishtani Bloy Ishtani Tanoihi. He says, what's your problem? You have a problem you found. Tana de Beishila says, Solcha Bogros Bechenik. The Beraisa says, by Meitzi Shemra, Solcha Bogros Beskila. I'll tell you, it's a debatable subject. It's a machlokes tanoi. This now we learned in our mission, Hayri is Chotu at Shaloi Nismanu. If the here had Yoites that were Chotu at Shaloi Nismanu, but they did as yet not become they did not become a kain gadol or a nasi v'nismanu. Reyen kedyoite. So the Tana Kama says, you look at the shas hachet, you don't look at the shas chiyuv kolmi. Even though it was noida lehem we'll see when they were kain gadol, you look at the shas hachet. So that's like the Tana by Meitzi Shemra, that you say that Solcha Bogro gets Kilo. Reb Shimon Neymar, in Noida Lehem Ad Shaloi Nismadnu Chayov. That means, if there was a Yediyah Sachet when they were Hedyaites, so then they became Eri Mechuyev HaKolben Hedyah. Mishen Nismadnu, but if it was Noida Lehem Mishen Nismanu, so what does that mean? So that means that, but if it was, Rab Shimon says, if it was Noida Lehem Mishen Nismanu, so then the Chiyuv Korban is Chal, when they're a Nasi or a Kohen Gadol, the Chet was, when they were Hedyotis, is Pturim. So then they're not Chayv HaKorban because you, It's nishtane dinam, and nishtane kalbono. Let us see Taisvus. Tanoi desanye. Vahoche leke ele shinui dine. Here there's a shinui hadin. Rashi got called it a shinui haguf, but Taisvus calls it a shinui hadin. It's not called a boitris, it's a shinui haguf. This is called a shinui hadin. He got a, became a nosi, became a kohen gadol, so that's not a shini aguf, that's a shini adin, that is understood. Okay. Pimtei mevoch aleke ala shini dine, veheichi maise lishtani gufe de lael. So locheira taisis means to ask according to the Tanakhama. That means like this. The Tanakhama says, nishtane hadin, you go bosomi kore. Fine. Now, so what are we saying? So the Tana of Meitzi Shemra holds like the Tana Kama. He says, Solcha Bogro, you get Skila. That's what the Tana, so we are being medame, that the Tana of Meitzi Shemra that says, Solcha Bogro, you get Skila, he holds like this Tana Kama, that they, But chot v'atzloi nismanu harei enked yaitis. He holds like you look at the shas ahead. You don't look at later. So he holds like the Tanakame. So Fraktach Taisis, what do you mean he holds like the Tanakame? This Tana is speaking about Nishtana Dine. So he holds Nishtana Dine is loy Nishtana Kol. He said Nishtana Gufe. Now where do you see by Nishtana Gufe loy Nishtana Ktola? Before that was the Kashan Rove. Rove, let's say according to Rashi, Rove said, Hoshtik Teure, my Tshishema, Nishtane Dine, Zloi Nishtane Ktola. Someone says, good, that's Nishtane Dine, here's Nishtane Ktola. The Gemara differentiated between, Nishtane Gufa, I mean. The Gemara says, Nishtane Dine is one thing, here's Nishtane Gufa. So how could the Gemara all of a sudden innocently say, you know, the Tan of my Tshishema is like the Tan of Kam of Hoiris. Anshuldik. The Tana of Meitzi Shema is speaking about Nishtani Gufe, and the Tana of Eiriyas is speaking about Nishtani Dina. That faces Kash. And Taima, V'hochelek Elshini Dina. V'heichi Meisi Lishtani Gufe Delel. V'yesh Loima. Lei Maflig Leel Ben Nishtani Gufe Lishtani Dina. The Gemara before Taki Esta Kash and Rove, how can you stel zu Nishtani Dina, Nishtani Gufe, Ela Lerove. The Oma Moitzi Shemra Chidushu. That means Rove said as follows. Rove said the Sfora Chitzoynes Mishtane Dine Mishtane Ktola Mishtane Gufe. About give us Mishtane Ktola. That's the Sfora Chitzoynes, and that's what Tone Dvei Rav Shila holds. Moitzi Shemra is a Chidush that you don't say this, and then you say Mishtane Dine Loi Mishtane Ktola. Fine. So the Gemara says, fine. You see that chiddush by loy nishtani dina, but how do you know by nishtani gufa loy nishtani ktola? You saw a chiddush, so the ein lach by a lachidusha. Elo l'rov, adom, amaitzi shamra chiddushu. Hilkach poch, like even the amrit the chiddushu. The ein a svore. You're telling me it's not a svore. Misvore, rav, Tonadvei Shila is right. Nishtane Dina, Nishtane Gufes, Nishtane Ktola. But Moitzi Shemra is a Chiddush. It's not a Pisvore. Im Kain, so Meila Lech Rav Yideh, it's a Chiddush. Yesh Lona Lahamed, Bepochi Shenucho. So Ein Lech Boy El Chiddush, Dahayne Lo Yishtane Gufes. The Chiddush was by Yishtane Dina, Lo Yishtane Ktola. Yishtane Gufes, how could you go to say a bigger Chiddush? Yishtane Gufes also Yishtane Ktola. Abol Rav Nachman, the Islay, the Misvore, come the Loi Ishtani Ktola, the Loi Mechidushe. Rav Nachman is saying, Rabbi Yid is a Machlikas Tanoim. This whole Svore, you go Bosa Mikored, you go Bosa Hash, there's a Machlikas Tanoim. It's a Machlikas Tanoim. The Tana of Maitzi Shemraus, you go Bosa Mikored. I'll show you another Tana that holds you go Bosa Mikored. The Tana of Hirish, you go Bosa Mikored. If it's not a chiddush, if it's a chiddush, shaylach by a chiddush. I'm telling you, the svar is like that. The svar is you go bosom ikod, doesn't matter what happened later. That's the svar. So he says ishtani dine, he's talking about ishtani dine, who had in ishtani guve, because he's saying svaris. That you go bosom the shas achet, was getting around the shas chiv kob. Hilkach maitse shapetanoi. So according to the first Lashon of Tosfos, that means that Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua is telling us these two Tanoim are the Tanakame, the Tan of Meitzi Shemra is the Tanakame and Hoiri is Tan of Veishila is Rav Shimon. Inami Yeshloima. I'll agree with you. You can't tell two the Tanekame of Hoiriyas to the Tan of Meitzi Shemra, because there's Ishtani Gufe, here's Ishtani Dine. Dleimaisi Elamid Rab Shimon. All we have to bring a raya is there's a Tane that holds like Tane de Beishila. So I bring a raya for Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, the Kivin de Sova, Hoil Vishtani Dino Ishtani Kom, is Koshke Vishtani Gufe. I'm bringing a raya that Tana de Veishila is not wild. There's a Tana that holds like him. There's a Tana that holds more than him. There's a Tana that holds Ishtani Dino Ishtani Kolm. Es war der gewisse Stani Gufe, sich ist Stani Ktola. Wenn ich heute schon lahe, wie Tane des Sove, die Bereise der Schiele, die Leimisch abschiene, lahe, mich kam er idach bereise, schon der Reise der Schiele, lahe, mis nahe, bei Rabchie, bei Rabbi Shaya. Aber idach bereise, meis ist schon reihe, mit der Rabbonon, der Rabschimme, beteil, der Maskone, mich abschiene, lahe, die Schiele. So, das ist as follows. The whole problem was, as Antone de Beishilo, his bereise was not from the authentic bereises that were niskabel bebei rabchiye ve rabbi shaye. So when we asked that kasha from a authentic bereise antona de beishila, so the pshat in the kasha was it's a ray antona de beishila is a grais. That was pshat in the kasha. So Rav Ache said, you know, there's a tana that holds like tana de beishila. He says, ishtani dino ishtani kolvne. Vadigvis ishtani gufe zicher. So here's a tana like him. The Rabbonon, you don't have to find tanoim like them. This is an authentic baraisa. So the zicher day that holds ishtani gufe lo ishtani ktola. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eime. So now the Gemara said, you're telling me that Rab Shimon is like Tone de Veishile. Rab Shimon says, Ishtani Dine is Ishtani Kolbin, and that's Tone de Veishile, Ishtani Gufe, Ishtani Ktole. So the Gemara asked, Eime de Shmini le Rab Shimon, the Ozel Af Boser Yediye. Rab Shimon said, I have to cheshbon with all factors. That means in a chiyev kolben, there's a shas achet. In a chiyev kolben, there's a yediyas achet, which is machayev the kolben. So when you figure out which kolben to bring, you have to cheshbon all the factors. When was the chet? When was the yediyas achet? So, all these are factors. So mamela, so Rab Shimon said, so it's bitter. You can't add them up together. They don't add, you need these two factors to be Machayva Kolben. The Shas Achet is Machayva Kolben Hedyit. The Shas Yedi is Machayva Kolben Nosi. So, one and one does not equal two. You can't add these two factors together. So you don't bring any Kolben. That's what Rab Shimon said. Fine. So if Tonid Veishile would also say the same thing, that the chet is machayev skila. The shas amod bedin is machayev chenek. Now you need the two factors in order to give up sack. And you can't add them up together. Here you have chenek, here you have skila. So you don't give anything. Oh, if Tonad Veishil would say that, so that's mamash Rab Shimon. Forget that. Then you found someone that holds like Tonad Veishil. But, Eimed Hashemin L'Rab Shimon Da'ozel Av Bosa Yediyah. That's Rab Shimon. So he said, Fakert, you have this, and you have this, and he can't come to a common denominator. Aber da ozel bosa yediyah, v'lo yozel bosa chato mishamet lei. But he didn't say you go bosa yediyah. He didn't say you go only bosa yediyah. Of course, if you go only bosa yediyah, according to Rab Shimon, so bring a kol nasi. Yeah, the yediyah was bosa nasi. Im kei leisi kolben ki hashtin, meshuach pa'ave nosi soil. So you see, he never said, Rab Shimon, you go only bosa yidi, you go bosa both. But what the Tone de Veishila say? You give chenik. He went, you go bosa amod bedin. So that's not Tone de Veishila. So Tone de Veishila is not Rab Shimon. That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's an upshlag on this teretz. Now, let us see Taisus. There's a Marika Taisus over here. Eime de Shamina le Rab Shimon de Ozel af Bosa Yediye. Keima le Rashba. So the Rashba says, no, Rav Ache brought a Merdika Raya. The Mikol Mokim Maisi Shape Mide Rab Shimon de Tidin Bechenek Lechol Apochus. Fakert. That what Tonid Veishil says you get Chenek, that's Rab Shimon. You see this in Rab Shimon. Why? Even the Bechata, the Bechata Mechai Viski Beskila. Now let's talk about Tonad Veishila. The Chet was in Amatze, but there's a Chiyiv Skila. Ube Bagris and Amod Bedin is Mechayve Bechenik. So Memele, if you add You have these two factors. You have a skila, there's a factor for skila, and there's a factor for chenek. So then you give chenek. Midi dahave anechnokim shenis avu beniskolim the nidin bechenek. Now, what's over there? You have a taruvis. You have people that are chayiv skila. Other people are chayiv chenek. So what do? You give all of them chenek. Now let me ask you, there's people that are chayiv skila over here. Va'afal pikein, you give them chenek. So what does that mean? So that means you give skila if you can give skila. If you can't give skila, you give chenek. Shalom al Yisrael. So you see that chenek is a happy medium. That means to a mechuyev skila you can give chenek and shalom al Yisrael. So that's what Tana de Veshila said. V'loy domi le, the need mechari kivin shen yochel akayim boi mitzvah skila. V'loy domi le kom, kivin de lo yoda hai kobin lasuye. But here by kobin, you have a problem. What kobin are you going to bring? V'loy shaykh le meime de yovi kobin kotten shebehem. Okay, there's a kobin kotten, kobin godo. So let's bring the smallest cob. Bafel yavi godol la yiskap min mechuyev cotton. Nimtz mevi chulon azo. Cobones don't work. They're not flexible. A hedjet has a cob in a kisba. A money has a cob in a soyer. A por. You have to have the correct cob for the chet. You can't. It's not. There's a certain kolm for each chet, and you have to have the right one. If you don't have the right, you don't bring the kolm. There's no such thing, doesn't work like that. So mamela, so the Rashba blies by attainment. So he says, by Mises Bezdin, we see that you could give a mechuyev skila chenek. Can't give him skila, give him chenek. So mamela, so here, you'll give him chenek. That's what Talmud Veshila said. But by kolbonis, you can't, it's not mix and match. You have to give the correct kolbon. And since I don't know which is the correct kolbon, you don't give anything. That's the theme of the Rashbi. Lulei de Mistafin, I wanted to say, it's a mildike kash, it's a pachat. So Lulei de Mistafin, I would like to say a shtickle, perhaps teretz on the Rashbi's kash, it's a for the Gemara. Later I found in Shiure Rab Shmuel, he mentions this svara, but I'd like to elaborate a little bit more in this svara. Then we'll see what the Rashba held. The Ritva in our sugya brings down a halochem. He brings a sefri. The sefri says, Ubiyarta horomi kebecha. This, the Bialta Romi Kibecha, so says in Sefri, Im Eina Yecholem La Misoi B'Misa Haksuva Boy, B'Misin Oisoi B'Chol Misin Sheyecholem La Misoi, so the Sefri learns out, Bialta Romi Kibecha, this is a mitzvah Bialta Romi Kibecha. Then there's another posik by Reitzeyach, and Iranidachas, and Mois Yumos, that the Bechomisha Shato Yochel. So the Ritva brings down, these are two different limudim. The limud of the Sefri is that you can give him a different Mises Besdin. That means a Chayiv Skila, you can give Chenek. There's a Mois Yumos by Ritzeyach, by Nidachas. If you can't give him any of the Dalad Mises Besdin, you can shoot him. You know, the Maishuma said you can even kill him, not Mrs. Bez. Al Kapon, that's Abazundara Aloche by Ritzeyach and by Irani Dachas. But let's not talk about that Aloche. We have Aloche of Bialta Horomi Kilbecho, which is telling us Aloche, if you cannot, I mean, Mekayim, the Mrs. Bezin, which he's deserving of, you give him a different Mrs. Bezin. Fine. Ubiyalta Horomi Kilbecho. So l'chayre, it could be, that is pshat in this halacha, nisarvo boy, nechnokim ima niskolim. Now, what are you gonna do? You can't give this person Galia, he's from the Niskom. I can't give him Skila because I don't know. Maybe he's from the Nachnokim. So I give him Chenek. And what was I Mekayim? I don't know if I was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. Basically, I mean, there's a mitzvah to give him Skila. It's Mutal on Bezdin to give him. Listen to that. There's a posik. If you can't give him Skila, you give him Chenek. Fine. A posik b'yal taro mikebecha. Get rid of him with a Mises Bezdin. Fine. This ubiyarta romi kibecho l'chayre is speaking about how to fear ois the psak din. That means like this: the psak din was his chayiv skila. I can't give him skila. So what should you do? Give him chenek. That's how to fear ois the psak din. Now, Tana Devei Shila is talking about another case in Gansen. Tana Devei Shila is talking about that there was solcha ubogro. But not, so now we're coming to Bezdin, and now there's a shaila, what oinish should Bezdin pasken on this bogres? The chet was when she was a naira, the psak din is when she's a bogres, so what oinish do we pasken? It could be in psak, din, there's no such thing as biyarta romi kibecho. The din of biyarta romi kibecho could be is not in psak din. Bezdin is mechayiv mises bezdin. There's guidelines. This one is chayiv skila. This one is chayiv chenek. This whatever. This chayiv, each person gets their own. That's my psak. You have to give the right psak. If he's chayiv skila, don't paskin chenek on him. You have to paskin the right psak. So Memele here, I don't know what psak to give him. The Solcho Bogro, I give Chenek, I give Skil. You don't know. So it could be there's no dinner biyarta horo mikirbecha on the psak. You have to give the psak what he deserves. You don't know what he deserves. So zog the veisnish. Don't jump to Chenek. That aniskolim v'anichnokim means a psak was given already. So now forget, he's chayim skila. But now, lemaisa, what do I do? I can't give him skila. They say, no, if you can't give him skila, so give him chenek. So could be the din of biyarta romi kebecho is a din in oisfirin, the psak din. That means the psak din was given already. Now, how do I kill him bepoil? So din biyata romi kebecha. This is a din that, how do you kill him bepoil? I'll give him, I'll be a Mrs. Bezen, so give him chenek. So that's also, so that is called a kiyum on the chiyu. But where do we see that there's a din biyata romi kebecha, that if Bezen doesn't know what the paskin, that you make a chiyuv chenek on him? Where do we see such a thing? The halacha of Nisalvu is not speaking about how to paskin. Nisalvu is speaking about there was a psak already. So after the psak, now we don't know what to do. So it could be the din biyarta romi kirbecha. Biyarta romi kirbecha is a halacha and what to do. You do this. Just like there's a din mois yumos by a retzeich, you can shoot him. So pshat is bezdin, paskin, you shoot? There's no such pshat bezdin to shoot. There's a din, if you can't kill him, you shoot him. A retzeich. Fine. Learn that from Yumas. That's a din in what to do. But in the psokim of bezdin, bezdin has guidelines. This is chayiv skila, this is chayiv chenek. You don't, so memele, so fakat, that's the gemara's kasha. Tone devei shile. Not Tana Devei Shila is exactly like Rab Shimon. Dice understood, by Kolbonis, you can't make Stamos a big Kolbon, a small Kolbon. You have to find the right Kolbon. You can't say, I'll be a Kolbon, a big Kolbon, a Zich, be good. You have to know the right Kolbon for the Chet, and I don't know the right Kolbon, I don't have the guidelines for the right Kolbon. So the Gemara says, if Tana Devei Shila holds like, if Tana Devei Shila holds like Reb Shimon, I don't know what the right Mises is to paskin for him. Reb Shimon didn't know what the right Mises is. So Tana Devei Shila also should know what the paskin. And Tana Devei Shila said, no, he's chayiv chenek. Bezdin paskins is chayiv chenek. That could be, so could be, that Bezdin is bekoich to make a psak of chayiv chenek? Rab Shimon. Unless we'll say that the Rashba held that Rabbi Yalta Harami Kebecha is not only a halacha in what to do, Biyata Harami Kebecha is also a halacha in how to paskin. It's also a halacha in how to paskin. That's what he held. It's not only a halacha in what to do. I mean, so it could be, if he held like that, it could be the arayas to that. So Melech will say that, so then he has a good kasha. Then he says, al salocha v'yata romi kebecho, so we could paskin achi evchenek.